Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
A pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is an epidemic that's occurring in the unvaccinated.
We're seeing a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have a pandemic among the non-vaccinated. We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated.
We could have had this under control. We were well on our way. And the only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated.
We need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
The unvaccinated people have put us in the position that we're in now, and it is not a good place.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Just 36% of the people in this county are vaccinated. Every seat is full. No social distancing or masks.
It's stupid. Dangerous and stupid.
You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane.
If you don't choose to get vaccinated, you may not come to work. You may not have access to a situation where you're going to put my grandchildren in jeopardy, where you might kill them.
We're going to do a major vaccination drive for kids 12 years old and up.
Grandparents, call your grandkids, tell them they are vaccinated.
Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination center.
It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with liberty. You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
You really need to get vaccinated.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion. Take the vaccine.
Some rules in place that will demand that people get vaccinated.
We tried voluntary. The voluntary phase is over. It's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people.
Every day, more businesses are implementing their own vaccine mandates. The Justice Department has made it clear that it is legal to require COVID-19 vaccines.
And then I think a lot of people are going to expect that businesses will be mandating vaccines.
It's time for us to reinstate some of these masking mandates while in the meantime ideally aiming for proof of vaccination so that we can really boost our vaccination numbers.
It's time to impose some requirements based on the realities of different risks unvaccinated individuals pose versus those who have been vaccinated.
If you want to do business with the federal government, get your workers vaccinated.
You have to have certain rules in society if we all are going to continue to live and keep each other alive. You cannot be that selfish and, quite frankly, that ignorant.
You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, my friends, it's now official, not just in Europe, not just in Australia, obviously the UK, but here in the United States, in blue city, blue state, globalist enclaves, they are announcing mandatory vaccines to go to the grocery store, mandatory vaccines to go into a restaurant, mandatory vaccines to get an Uber, and it's all the big corporations linking up with the big banks and corrupt governments to force this world ID on we the people. This is extreme tyranny. And it's not just a skeleton of an oppressive cashless society. It is the full body of it. And so we see this great leap suddenly into the authoritarian world government. Quite a time to be alive. And everything that we see being pushed is based in fraud. Anyone that's logical, anyone that's informed, anyone that's researched knows everything we're being told is a lie. But then big tech links up and punishes and censors those. And then banks kick people out of their bank accounts or lower their credit score, literally, now, if you are not putting out the party line. So you wake up, and all those decades of globalist preparation to bring us into tyranny are now here. So let me go ahead and do this. I'm going to hit a lot of the headlines in the first two segments, and then at the bottom of the hour, at 33 after, I'm going to lay out what Agenda 2050 looks like. Now, there's no document out called Agenda 2050. There's Agenda 21 from 1992 at the Rio de Janeiro summit, where they called for world government in the post-industrial world, and that operation be launched in the year 2020, and that it be complete by 2030. And then in the year 2020, they released Agenda 2030. But if you read into their documents and their statements, they have out there the final end of humanity at 2047 to 2050. So I'm dubbing it Agenda 2050 and getting out ahead of it today. And I'm going to give you Agenda 2050. Obviously, not many of us that are alive today will be alive then. That includes most children. If they are successful, almost all of us will be dead long before 2050. So this is one hell of a war that's been declared against us. And finally, we've got a fighting chance, because I knew that almost no one else would say what was coming, because it would be discrediting. It would sound insane. But I knew that if we set it long enough, then when it launched, we would have great credibility in a very narrow window to have an intellectual global debate about this and put the brakes on this project of the New World Order depopulation plan. And we've got a very narrow window of 5 years maximum until only concerted armed uprisings targeting the globalists will be able to stop at that point. And that's not the road we want to go down. because that actually could be, in a judo move, used by them to bring in more tyranny. So we don't want to be violent offensively. But this is violence, saying you are non-essential, you can't have food, you can't have a house, you can't have children, you can't fly on an airplane if you don't take these deadly experimental shots, violates the Nuremberg Code. Absolutely 100% at every level. And, of course, the deadly shots themselves are a very serious medical tyranny assault. And the things are just getting more and more unstable by design, because the globalists built a giant Ponzi scheme that they want to collapse and then take full control instead of all of them going to prison. So just imagine Bernie Madoff on steroids and with a lot of Satan mixed into it. You've got their main game plan. So let me go ahead and just show you these headlines here for you. White House COVID response coordinator says it's time to impose vaccine requirements. That's the White House saying that it's official. We are going to make you have COVID passports. And then, of course, that injection's not going to work. It's going to remove your immune system, make you ill. They're going to then call it COVID and say, oh, people that didn't take the shot, they're the reason you're sick. Not the shot you took. That's why the majority of people in the hospital, they now admit, Fauci lied, of course, the majority dying have had the vaccine. And they're calling it COVID. And the Stockholm Syndrome public just cannot admit they're being murdered, so they just roll up their sleeves and say, thank you, sir, may I have another? We've got that video clip coming up. And then, of course, vaccine passports. New York now requires proof of vaccination to go inside buildings. Totally illegal. We have Cuomo saying he wants the businesses to enforce it. And then the mayor says, oh, it is a law, even though it's not a law. Totally illegal, totally criminal. New York City orders restaurants and gyms to demand proof of vaccination from all customers. That's called indentured servitude, or the essence of authoritarianism, fascism, communism, you name it, is empowered and energized. The blood of authoritarianism is enforced edicts carried out by the general public. Mob rule through the state. Oh, and notice, right when they announce all this, the Attorney General of New York, run by George Soros, keeping Cuomo on a short leash, comes out and says in a press conference still going on right now, Cuomo harassed women, sending old people to with COVID to their deaths, not letting their families come see them, sending people that were sick in nursing homes to kill people and cause 20,000 deaths, the majority of deaths in New York. None of that's a problem. The problem is he would tell women they look good and things like that. And I mean, obviously, he's a weird authoritarian thug, but that's what they put in there. And so they're using that as a distraction away from the tyranny he's carrying out. Put that back on screen, please. There's the Fred Report headline. Kinky Cuomo harassed women, groped, kissing, verbal abuse. He would retaliate, violated federal and state law. Read it all. Yeah, print that for me, guys. So they just came out with that in the last hour. And it's, again, a total distraction with all the anger in the state over the vaccine passports and over killing the old people. No. The reason he's in trouble is not for the crime connected to the globalist and Biden and the New World Order and all the rest of it. No, it's hitting on women. When, of course, it gets a lot worse than that with the Cuomo and the nipple rings and all the rest of it. And they're letting the political class know, we put all these movie directors in prison for raping women. We can put governors in prison. We can get anybody we want, including our own people. So you better do what we say when we say it. Because remember, Cuomo just 6 months ago was like, okay, maybe we should reopen New York. We're killing the state. And they went, sexual harassment. And he clicked his heels and said, yes, sir. So we've got all that. Meanwhile, Treasury Department taking extraordinary measures to avoid default after Congress failed to raise the debt ceiling. This country is being maneuvered into economic collapse. We should all come together and reject the globalists. But, oh, it's okay. You can take the vaccine. You'll be safe. Vaccinated Senator Lindsey Graham tests positive for China virus, still praises the vaccine. And it's now even in the Wall Street Journal. It's now even in the precious Jerusalem Post and the darling New York Times that the majority of hospitalizations for COVID have had the shot and the majority of the deaths have had the shot. And the statistics are actually out instead of, again, Fauci lying to you as a demonic criminal that he is. That's all coming up today. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get more into it, how we stop it. And then we're going to get into Agenda 2050 at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to tell you what the future looks like. You better write this down or record it, because if they start winning the next few major battles over the next few years, politically, culturally, economically, you'll never be seeing Alex Jones again. You won't be seeing anybody that questions anymore. Because once they take the resources away and start starving the public, they'll do anything they're told to, quote, get their EBT cards to work again. And so the true end is here, my friends. We did it to the unborn babies. We did it to the old people. We didn't take care of ourselves. We didn't value human life. And so now we have become what we treated others like, garbage. But I'll assure you in the end, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the globalists will pay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The killer awoke before dawn, put his boots on,
and we'll do the rest.
And he made his way to the ancient gallery, and he walked on down the hall.
The blue bird is calling us. The blue bird.
They're really carrying out.
Is called
the beginning of the planetary depopulation. They really already started it. You're going to see such carnage in death. You already see it very soon. And the media is going to manage it to a certain point, but then say the unvaccinated caused it. Let's put that screen back up there for TV viewers, please. Radio listeners, I'll read it to you. Alex Jones will expose the secrets of Agenda 2050 and beyond. Tune in to this broadcast if you want to live. That's not a joke. Yes, I know we talk about horrifying things, but if you go back to my film Endgame, if you go back to what I said 20 years ago, 25 years ago, what's the most well-known thing we're known for here on air? With hardcore audiences. It's talking about a global virus and a lockdown and forced inoculations with sterilants. Because the UN talked about doing that. I thought they'd only do the sterilant. No, they just said, why'd you sterilize? Start killing. So it's a cocktail of things it does to you. I've played you all of these top scientists, and the latest one's the head of the medical system at Baylor University. That's all over the state of Texas. Very respected. Saying every one of these viruses has failed. Every one of these vaccines based on a protein jacket of a virus has failed and has killed the lab animals. You can't do it. And we've done human trials, and he lists the human trials of other vaccines where it killed the children, particularly. And then he says in the congressional hearing, he says, every project failed over the last 50 years, but then Bill Gates picked it back up. And that's what he did. And I told you it's Bill Gates. Gee, we've got all these studies that when you do this, it kills the lab animals. Almost all of them. In some cases, all of them. Blood clots. Let's do it to everybody. Again, this is just open and shut, as if I walked over to you with a gallon of gasoline, poured it on you, and lit you on fire. I'm killing you when I do that. Or if I walked up with a butcher knife and I had you tied up and I slit your damn throat, I'd be murdering you premeditatedly. Murder one. And we're sitting here. Look, I know Bill Gates and the globalists said they were going to do this. I know they tested a bunch of stuff in other third world countries. I know in some cases they'd kill half a village would die when they give them an inoculation for smallpox or for polio or for tetanus. I mean, sometimes they'd kill half the village would die in like a week. This is on record. All over the world. In Burma and in Nigeria and in Guatemala and everywhere. Pakistan. And you know, those villagers aren't rocket scientists, but back when the old doctors would come 56 years ago, they ran up and wanted it because those were nice doctors. But now when Big Pharma comes the last 30, 40 years, they run to the hills. They have to have armies come who get paid in these countries all over the world to hold people in the villages. They'll just show up unannounced. with 100 troops try to encircle the village with machine guns and say, you're going to take this. And you see, they've gotten away with that so long around the world. Bill Gates is banned in over 30 countries. He's completely banned in 20-something, and another 30 or so he's partially banned in. But it's kind of average to say 30-plus countries, and it's changing all the time. But it's a lot of them. And when they show up at the villages, the villagers literally attack men with machine guns with clubs because they've seen the death. You don't act like that. You know, Indians aren't just known for starting fights with people for no reason. Why are the Indians so vicious to their own government? Because they saw their family members killed before. So we better get the same common sense they've got or we're done. It's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. Hell, let's go ahead and play the clip. This should have gotten more attention. It's on Zero Hedge. It's on InfoWars. Watch White House COVID response coordinator says it's time to impose vaccine requirements, and Fauci is looking totally sinister. They've got the head of the CDC up there as well. And here he is announcing from the White House it's time to impose mandates, forced inoculation, declaration of war, violation of the Nuremberg Code. Talk about martial law. Imagine if President Trump was on TV saying you got to take shots. The cities would burn, and they should. I'm not calling for violence at this point because they'll use it against us. But, I mean, this type of behavior, one person gets injected forcibly and dies. All the globalists go to prison, and their houses burn. I mean, that's justice. I'm not saying do that. But they are waging war against us. They're trying to do it with this authority because they're at a White House lectern. And they're going to have the corporations and companies make us do this. This is beyond Nazi Germany already. But I do not want violence, ladies and gentlemen, because they will use that against us and spin it. We have to keep our independent media going. We have to expose it. We have to warn people. We have to get the victims and the survivors on air to tell their story of what happened when they took this poison. And have an endless list of doctors and scientists coming out. Because the globalists did all this because their whole system was collapsing. 3 years ago, 2 years ago, the UN admitted their doctors were all turning against the vaccines because they, quote, were hurting people. And so they did this giant fail forward, this giant too big to fail operation. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Zients with Fauci. Listen to it.
So working with states to encourage vaccinations through incentives, which have made a difference throughout the vaccination effort. Last week, the president called on states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. Minnesota and New Mexico have already stepped up to answer the president's call. If financial incentives like these help us get more shots in arms, we should use them. But in addition to incentives, it's time to impose some requirements based on the realities of different risks unvaccinated individuals pose versus those who have been vaccinated. Last week, the Department of Veterans Affairs announced it will require doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers who provide medical care to our veterans to get vaccinated. This is in lockstep with many healthcare employers around the country who are requiring vaccinations and will protect our veterans when they get medical care. At the president's direction, the Department of Defense is looking into how and when they will add COVID-19 vaccination.
All right, let's stop right there. Fauci looks like he's up in front of a firing squad while this is happening because he knows this is totally illegal. It's experimental injection, and they're going for it. And they know that the public now knows it's the vaccines killing people, not the unvaccinated. So, but they're still going ahead with it because they've set the machine in motion. And now they can't stop it. I mean, they've already killed 50, 60, 100 million Americans. Who knows? I mean, they're already walking dead right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support the Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Transmission. Thank you for joining us today on this August 3rd, Tuesday broadcast. So, let me just give you my 35,000-foot view on this, and then we can give you some contemporary examples, talk about how to stop it. Put InfoWars at the center of the chessboard But that's really where all of you are. We are the InfoWar. We are citizens and humans that love God and justice and want a pro-human future and believe in humanity and believe in God and believe in a human future. But the globalists know that whatever humans can envision, because we're made in the image of God, we're able to build. And they are very jealous and envious of the incredible mind of humanity. And they want to steal it and basically chain it down and confuse it and gaslight it so they can control it as an engine of their power. They don't want the bird to fly. And if you study all of history, you see corrupt regimes that come to power that do just that. But then in the end, they destroy themselves in the process because they are projecting their own hatred of themselves onto the general public that they've decided that it's so ugly and so bad that it's got to be rounded up and exterminated. Because that's their subconscious mind wanting to kill themselves. On the surface, they love themselves, but they definitely hate themselves. So let's talk about it right now. What is Agenda 2050? Well, that's the term I'm using, and you better believe they've got it, and that's what it's called, but I've never seen that document. I've seen Agenda 21, I've seen Agenda 2030, and we're living it. But they don't release their new agenda reports until they're right in the middle of it. So I would imagine they'll release their Agenda 2050 and 2040. And again, these timelines, these goalposts can be moved back and forth because they're always calibrating, but it's still always the same plan going in the same direction. And so in all of their priests, and it is a religion, transhumanist, satanic religion, in all of their admissions and all their statements, and you see it everywhere now in the Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humanity. And you see it in the New York Times. A world without humans would be wonderful. And families are bad. The nuclear family's bad. And humans are parasites and must be gotten rid of. And NBC talks to the top bioethics scientists and says we must merge the machine and get rid of carbon-based life forms. Carbon itself is bad. And then you learn, when you read deeper in their literature, their religious text, that they want to overwrite the whole planet and believe all life here is bad. So the supposed guardians of the Earth, who get a lot of humans to sign onto their agenda, in this cult, they're in the outer room. They're not in the temple. They're not in the inner sanctum or the tabernacle with its even more holy centers within it. That's how all these systems work, is concentric rings. The people out on the far out edge really believe we've got to get rid of humans and do all this to save the earth and save the whales and save the butterflies. The globalists talk about once we become God, Ray Kurzweil says, top advisor to Google, once we become God, we'll build a trillion worlds and it won't matter and we'll be able to recreate butterflies on a thousand galaxies if we choose to. And they talk about how they'll all upload their consciousness to rockets, to spaceships that then blast off into space, and they'll start competing with each other in the wider universe as gods. Kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. And that's really what they're telling you when they do all of this. But then you study the people running it. They've just hijacked all the intelligent people, stolen the technology, and they themselves are into pedophilia. They themselves have high suicide rates. Their children do. They're horrible people. This is a low-level example. None of these globalists even give tips to waitresses or anybody or to a person that gives them a massage, anything. They skip out on bills, you name it, because they don't just dislike people. They hate people. So they're not the type of folks that built this system. They're not the type of folks that have creativity. They're just the type of people that want to control it and run it all and turn us into a commodity where we devalue ourselves to the point where we don't stand up for ourselves so we can be like potter's clay in their hands. And so let's talk about Agenda 2050. Agenda 2050, if you look at all their religious transhumanist text, which are now official UN law and official corporate governance at the Davos Group, World Economic Forum, they say by the year 2047, there really won't be any humans left. Or if there are, we'll be in museums. They're going to tolerate us like a bug or like a houseplant is the most common megalomaniacal delusion that they put out. And they talk about how then there'll be a singularity and an acceleration, and that then the people that have become gods are going to need to leave the planet, or they might contend with each other and destroy each other. Or a lot of them say, well, they'll end up just being one super being. And so we'll just absorb everyone into one super being and basically make everybody give up their bodies. And you see that in the Illuminati religious piece, Childhood's End, put out in the 1950s by Sir Arthur C. Clarke, who was one of their high priests. So that's where all this comes from. And part of the entrance into it is giving up your humanity and not having children and promising to hurt children. And really what it is a total religion of selfishness. So now that I've talked about their philosophy some, let's talk about what they're planning to do right now. The name of the game is conduct covert war against independence, against health, against sanity, against goodness, because the system they're bringing in can't compete with that. Destroy all islands of sanity, wreck economies, engage in economic, cultural, and biological, radiological war while posing as the saviors. Kill the planet as you absorb it and use it as the energy and the engine for what you're building, because the main mission is kill all life on Earth in a ritual of planetary sacrifice so that the new creature can emerge from the husk of the once beautiful living world. So the main mission is absorb the planet as you kill it, and then blow the planet up when you're done. That's in Clark's writings. It's in all Asimov's writings. It's in the religious high holy moment will be once humanity is destroyed, fully absorbed, then the planet will be destroyed. That is the high ritual. It will be blown up into a space rubble, into a new asteroid belt. And no competing civilization may be allowed to escape. No ark must be able to get away. So they must suppress all technology, dominate it, poison the people, dumb them down in a process to where even the globalists are so sick and so decrepit from 5G, 6G, 8G, all the poisons that they themselves will have to give up their bodies. They intend, you say, well, how do they not poison themselves while we're poisoned? Well, some of them avoid it and stuff, but the real acolytes don't avoid it. They embrace it in their transhumanist movement. And want to merge with it. Because they want to give up their humanity and they want to show their God that they are truly ready to be faithful and to merge with it before it moves on to the next planet. And you want to understand it, it's all a love letter from Satan in Childhood's End. And let's just say Clark, well, you know, Clark definitely fit in the club. Arthur C. Clarke, OSS, MI6, inventor of the communication satellite, and, of course, a major perv. All right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to give you the rest of the story, what it's going to look like, how the control collapse is going to look. Now they're coming to murder you and your family slowly, but first they want to suck your...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First take control of the planet, the survival of the fittest, and exterminate every life form in a sacrifice to their God. Only then will they become gods. The question is, are you going to submit to that and go along with that? Or are you going to stand up and resist it? The choice is yours whether you want to go interstellar, intergalactic, interdimensional. We've got all the tools. Atlantis 2. Will this project succeed? America is Atlantis 2. This broadcast is Atlantis 2. Will this project succeed? Or are we going to let these things blow us up? Teach us to hate ourselves, teach us to fight with each other, teach us to be idiots, suppress our technology. Let's hit it right now. So, they control the resources, they start cutting them off while posing as a savior, always blaming their opposition. Those that won't take the special injections, those that won't turn their children over for programming, those that still want to have a family, those that still want to own their own property, those that want to be independent, those that want to go to a real church where the frequency is not Lucifer's channel. All about what you tune your channel to. Now, can you handle tuning to that channel? Scares you. You certainly don't want to be tuned into both channels. That's why to read their own writings and do this, I don't even need to do that. I can just dial into the channel, and it's and I would advise folks not to dial into the Satan's channel. I've done it, and that's how I know what they're up to. But more often than not, I don't dial into it. I just can read their own writings, and I can see more and more they're telling you what they're tuned into. Is that something? I was at a big grappling championship in Austin a few months ago with Joe Rogan, and I didn't even notice the giant thunderstorms and tornadoes had blown in, and nobody was telling me. And I was inside the big Marriott Hotel, JW Marriott downtown, this giant ballroom, like chandeliers with dudes fighting under it. It was very, very surreal. And I just felt excitement, felt energy, and I said, what's going on? And I just felt compelled to get up, and I went outside, and there was black, purple clouds and green clouds and tornadoes and lightning and like 60-mile-an-hour wind and trees falling down. You couldn't hear it. You couldn't see it down deep under the hotel. Giant hotel, just humongous. But I could feel it and feel the barometer in my mind, my guts, and I went outside and just saw it. Right as it was getting dark at like 8 o'clock at night, just boiling green clouds out of a movie in between the buildings. Just what the hell? Barely could open the door to go outside. And everybody's dialed into that. Everybody knows. Well, that's just the frequency of nature. That's the frequency of our bodies in the third dimension. They're picking up on that frequency of just life. You can be in a room, totally blacked out windows, but you know when the sun comes up, you feel it, you open your eyes, and if you go check your watch, that's sunrise. You may make yourself go back to sleep. And they want you to divorce yourself from all those feelings and all those instincts God gave you that are a connection to God's creation, that itself is a connection to God. I don't worship the creation. The creation, though, is a hem of God's garment. And just like the woman reaches out to touch Christ's garment, to just touch the sun, to touch the trees, to touch the water, to touch your wife, to touch your husband, to take care of your children, to cook your friends a meal, to have love is to commune with God and is a form of energetic worship that connects you to God. And the more the connection's there, the more it accelerates and the enemy seeks around the clock to try to stop that. And that's the whole plan. So they want to artificially cut the resources off while they pose as the saviors. And then make things so poisonous and so toxic and remove our immune systems and have all the babies be born by cesarean. And then by the year 2045, they estimate all men will be sterile with the chemicals in the water. This is all official. Until you have to totally give up your physical body, they will tell you, to stay alive and that you'll be uploaded into a synthetic silicon system. And they say that will be the final religious move. Is your new body being born again into the matrix, born again into the Borg, born again into their system? And everything you see out of science fiction, they admit, is the Nebula Awards and others were given by the Illuminati to the futurists they wanted so that humans would envision this future and accept this future and build this future because we are master builders. And so the year 2050 is the goal at which no independent human life will be allowed on the planet Earth unless, quote, it is in a zoo or it is in a museum. And so this is a total revolution. And the globalists are smart in a very cold-blooded way. They know that empires rise and fall. They're based on human systems. They know that human activity always is going to challenge another human, and people don't want to be under somebody's thumb. The only way to conquer humanity is to end humanity. But you've got to give humanity a way out and tell it, oh, you're going to evolve in this way. Give yourself over to control this. And it's more like a sexual operation where you're being raped by the AI for your thoughts, your mind, your genetics, and raped by a system that isn't just going to kill you. Again, it's going to absorb you, but take your free will away. It's going to rape you to death. And so that's all this is a complete takeover. But again, it wants to extract our knowledge first and chronicle us and save us, like you go out and find a butterfly in the field and put it under glass and with alcohol and kill it, then put a pin on it in your wall. It wants us to be part of its collection. Because it doesn't just want our knowledge. It hates us because we're made in the image of the thing that kicked its ass, of the thing which defeated it over and over again. See? And so it's this process, it's this thing that hunts humans, it's this thing that hates humans, it's this thing that wants to kill you. That is Agenda 2050. Compliance with anything the globalists push is death, resistance is life and victory. We have a special guest coming in studio in the next hour. He's one of the prominent members of the Nation of Islam, Message for the Millennials, Bro Riza Islam, and he's a well-spoken individual, wants to get into eugenics and the targeting of everybody, particularly people of African descent or extermination, and why he thinks that's the case. And I guess he's super banned everywhere, and so am I. So we're all about having people on that are thought-provoking. So that is coming up in the next hour. Separately, briefly, we have the new sales here, and they're very limited because the supply chains are broken down, as you know. These are great products for your immune system, your body, everything else, and they fund the InfoWar. But because these items have not come back in, some of them for 6-8 months, I've been selling them at full price, but they're going to sell out soon, but I need funds now. So we're just liquidating all these bestsellers. InfoWars limited supply flash sales, so save 50% off on these top products before they're gone. Today we're glad to announce a brand new limited time flash sale exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. Many of these top selling products are going to sell out quickly, but we want you to stock up now before the imminent second lockdown takes place. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, very limited supply, 50% off for only 3 days. Turbo Force, 50% off, limited supply, only for 3 days. Lung Cleanse, Mouth and Throat Defense, with all the essential oils, 50% off, limited supply. Then we can do that for a week. Get a little bit more of that. Vitamin C with zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance of the vitamin C and a ton of zinc and rose hemp. That's the Linus Pauling formula for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system, number one. 50% off, limited supply. We'll run that for a week. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off, limited supply. We're going to run that for maybe a week. So Body, Turbo Force, Lung Cleanse, vitamin C and zinc, and vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 selling out, the good halogen, 40% off. InfoWars privacy pouches last week with all 10 free stickers and the big no trespassing sticker, 50% off, $14.95, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how you fund the operation and get great products you and your family need. InfoWarsStore.com. I would really get that vitamin C and that vitamin D.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.